Blog Talk Radio.
You've tuned in to Psychic View with the official psychic of Las Vegas, Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you each Monday morning at 9 a.m. Pacific Time. Call in now to ask Mona your specific question at 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Now, from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View with Mystic Mona.
Good morning, everybody. Happy Monday. And as I do every program open, I draw a card of the week or even just a vibration of the day. So I'm spreading out my whole deck of cards right now. And the card that I get is a card that in traditional tarot, it's the Three of Cups. In my deck, it's simply a word called celebration. And it talks about finding absolutely any excuse for a celebration. One of my favorite little chick movies is Failure to Launch. And it's the one that, I know her name. But anyway, she's the gal that's got the big blue eyes and I can't think of her name right now. Zooey Deschanel. That's who. Anyway, she has Champagne Thursdays. Great concept. So, I want you to look at today as though just you being here and alive today is a celebration, because there's a reason you're here. Every single one of us has a reason why we're here. So, having said that, I'm going to go to my calls. Let's see who I have first. Oh, somebody here from the 480 area code. Hello, 480. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Mike. How are you?
Hi, Mike. What's your question for me today?
Well, I've made a reconnection with an acquaintance, and she is, it's basically turned into, you know, talking on the phone all every day and everything like that, and just kind of wanted to get some direction and see where it's going and if there's a possible move somewhere down the road.
Well, she's gone through a particularly interesting set of circumstances. And what's interesting is that it seems as though she's recently hit her version of rock bottom. And now things are turning around for her. Does that sound familiar?
Yes. Yep.
So what I'm getting is that while I see the two of you staying connected, because I see this as a very karmic connection between the two of you, there are some issues she needs to take care of before we can start packing bags and moving things.
Gotcha. Yep, no, makes sense.
And the way you say it is, I am so delighted we've connected. I am
right.
So proud of some of the things that you're doing to turn things around for yourself, and I can't wait to hear how you do it. And I can't wait to hear how you do it. Because
excellent.
The thing is you can't be the goal for her. Ooh, that's a big thing
right.
I just said. Okay?
Yeah.
She has to be the goal for her, not you. The fact that she's gotten somebody that connects with her on the same wavelength and can promote her highest possible agenda, and I mean that, what you're seeing for her is what her possibilities are. She hasn't totally seen it for herself yet.
No, your point on. She's having I had my spiritual awakening about 4 or 5 years ago, and she's just starting to do that now and start to realize how powerful she actually is.
Right, and she's got the biggest thing she's got to let go of is the crap that happened in the past.
Yeah.
And, you know, you can always, this is my favorite way to deal with crap, okay? And I tell people this all the time. every single person on this planet has crap, right? The difference of it is some people roll around in it their whole life, and they smell like it their whole life. Other people stomp it down and use it as fertilizer. And when I say stomp it down, we don't bring up the crap from the past as an excuse for us not to move forward in the future. We use it instead as ammunition, as fertilizer, as a base, as, okay, I don't want to be there anymore, so I'm going to go here. So this has possibilities, but she has to be totally, and I'm going to say it this way, she has to be totally healed first before there's any talk of moving or packing bags.
Gotcha. No, it makes perfect sense.
And the next time she brings up crap from the past, I want you to bring up my little fertilizer analogy.
I will. I like it.
Okay.
I like it a lot.
All right, Mike, great talking with you. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Okay, bye. I've got somebody here from the 203 area code. Hello, 203. Who's this? Hello, 203.
Yes, hi.
Who's this?
This is Chantel.
Hi, Chantel. What's your question?
I was wondering about new love entering my life, like a committed long-term relationship.
Okay. So you're looking to bring that person in your life, or you've already met that person?
No, I'm looking to bring that person into my life.
Okay, because if you had already met this person, it's saying that that's not the person. So, because the person I'm seeing is somebody that you meet around September. So, here's the thing. You come across as somebody that's kind of easygoing, but you're really picky.
Yeah.
So I want you to write down what you're really looking for in a partner, and I want you to hold to those requirements. And I would just do three requirements. Let's say that he is either in school or working at a great job, or maybe a little of both. All right, that's the first requirement. I'm serious. Let's make that the first requirement. Not someone that's just sort of coasting or living in mom's basement.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you don't want one of those. All right.
No.
You want somebody that you can talk to.
Oh.
And the last thing is you want to have somebody that you want to meet somebody that the two of you have the same goals. Because you have a very, very high standard of where you want to live within the next, say, 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
You have a very high standard about what you want. And I think that we need to shuffle that right to the forefront right away. So those are the three questions. You know, what are you doing now to stay busy? That's my favorite question. I don't even ask people what they do for work anymore. I ask them what they do to stay busy because that's more
mm-hmm.
interesting to me, okay? Because it reveals a lot. It's very open-ended. What do you do to stay busy? And they tell me, okay? The second thing is
yeah.
what? The second thing is where do you see yourself 5 years from now? Ask that question. And that actually will answer the two other things that I just mentioned. You know, having a goal and seeing how smart they are. Somebody you can
mm-hmm.
talk to. Get those three out of the way and everything else is gravy. If he happens to be cute and taller than you, that's gravy. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, my friend. What it's saying is your big power month for romance is September. But you need to make sure that you're weeding away the ones that aren't working. You see
mm-hmm.
what I mean? All right.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling. See ya.
Thank you.
Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 509 area code. Hello, 509. Who's this?
Erica, thank you for having us today.
Oh, sure. What's your question?
I have the same question as the previous caller.
Oh, about you want to find out about love life?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, what I told her is not a bad thing, but I want to see what you, now, remember, each reading is unique to the person. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I'm laughing here because of the card that's come up for you. It just kind of cracks me up. The biggest thing this card says that you've done is that you've put in your crosshairs is that you want to marry a rich guy.
I mean, I have my own money.
I know, but what it's saying here, it's the card that's coming up is I want to marry a rich guy. So here's the thing. You like the last caller, are also incredibly picky. Now, I have kind of a funny little thing for you to do, and I usually don't recommend this because when women are looking for someone that somebody special, right? I usually tell them not to wear any jewelry on their left hand, with the exception of a watch.
Okay.
You know, if they have to wear a watch. But I advise that they wear absolutely no rings on their left hand at all, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to suggest that you buy yourself a ring that sort of looks like an engagement ring, but is stylish enough. I'm serious. That is stylish enough that that you wear it on either hand. And so what I want you to do is I want you to buy yourself. This is an investment, so buy yourself something kind of decent, right?
Mm-hmm.
Something that sort of looks like an engagement ring that is, say, a carat smaller than what you want him to buy you.
I'm serious.
So let's say you just buy yourself a beautiful princess cut ring that's very simply set and that you can wear it on either your right hand or your left hand. And the reason I'm asking you to do that is that if you meet somebody that you don't like, you can put it on your left hand.
Okay.
If you meet somebody you do like, you can put it on your right hand. But I would mostly wear it on my right hand. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And
okay.
Because the guy I'm seeing here for you, dark hair, dark eyes, he's kind of a big man. So I wouldn't call him fat, but I'd call him husky, big, somebody that may have been in sports or football or something like that. He's just a big man. And you feel very almost tiny and feminine next to him. What I like about this guy is that he makes it absolutely crystal clear he's interested in you. Now,
okay.
There's one more homework assignment I'm going to give you. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to buy yourself a nice ring, which, oh boy, yay you, okay? You're going to do that. And the other thing you're going to do is you're going to watch a very wonderful classic movie called How to Marry a Millionaire.
Would I really get a millionaire?
What it's saying is that the most important thing that you want in a man is, now, I can say it this way. You want him to be smart. You want him to be successful, blah, blah, blah. But really, you want him to be able to take care of you.
Yeah, well, I'm going to be a judge someday, so I can take care of myself, too.
Right. But what it's saying here is that you really want a guy that worships the ground you walk on.
Yeah. When is he coming, though?
He's in your cards. The interesting thing is all you need to do is just wait for him to be there. But I want you to watch that movie, How to Marry a Millionaire. It's from the 60s,
okay?
It's got Marilyn Monroe in
okay,
it.
Okay, I will.
All right? But
ooh,
I want you to watch
okay.
that movie. I want you to watch that movie because I want you to see that the women are not targeting necessarily any one guy. They're looking for a guy that sort of got a checklist that they need or that they want, and they're waiting for that guy to be attracted to them.
Oh,
there's
okay.
a difference, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But I do want you to buy yourself a ring, And
mm-hmm.
when it gets to the point of talking about rings, say, well, I think it needs to be bigger than one I could buy for myself.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and thanks for following up. Like, last time I got cut off, but you still kept talking, and I went back on the archives, and you said that I would get the internship at the Capitol, so I'm excited.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, well, that's, well, yeah, you know, sometimes
yeah.
it happens on my line. It, you know, sometimes people are on cell phones and stuff, and I'm like, oh,
yeah.
crap. But I finished it anyway, because you can always go back and listen to last week's program, which is wicked cool.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't do Sunday's program this last week because I was traveling, but I'm back
mm-hmm.
on Sunday and Monday this coming week. So, you know, tell all your
cool.
friends.
All
tweet
right.
about me. Oh, by the way, my Twitter name is, I have two Twitters. I have Twitters, so somebody has to like Betty White. I have The Mystic Mona, which is my original Twitter tagline name, and then I have Psychic
mm-hmm.
View, which is my radio program. So tweet all your friends. Tell them to follow me.
All right. Well, thank you for your time today.
Sure. Thanks for calling. See ya.
Uh-huh.
Bye.
Bye.
All right. Got somebody here from the 774 area code.
Yes.
Hello, 774. Who's this?
Hi, my name is David. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure. What's your question, David?
My question is, because I've been biting my nails off, just waiting for the mail response, on a program. Really, I mean, it's driving me insane. And what happened was I got denied for it. And I've been waiting 5 years. And it was kind of a dumb reason why I got denied. But anyway, it's the law. So I had to write a letter, you know, kind of explaining why. Everything, my intuition says it's going to work. It's going to work, and I'm going to get it. Because, but there's something about me, absolutely not. So, you know, I mean, I don't get it. I've done crystal work myself on it, all kinds of stuff. Everything says yes. But there's still a part of me that just says, no way. And I've done this before with issues, and I turned out to be wrong when I said, no, it wouldn't happen. So I'm just feel like I'm being torn apart, you know. So I'm just curious how you feel. What do you think the answer might be? Yes, it's like a yes or no, basically, approval or denial.
Okay, so here's – I'm going to do something different with you. Normally what I do is I directly go right to your question, but your cards are coming up with a much bigger global view of
mm-hmm.
the energy that I'd like you to think about when it comes to your energy, all right?
Okay.
You have a card here that talks about, and it goes way back to doubting yourself.
Mm-hmm.
It's a card that you have had amazing moments of incredible clarity, and
mm-hmm.
and you don't trust them. And it may be because of the practical way you were raised, that the practical way you were raised is way more important than what your intuition is telling you or what your vibration is picking up. But I have to tell you, David, I'm not always right. I mean,
mm-hmm.
I get
that.
Vibes
mm-hmm.
for people. I'm not always right. I'm the first person to tell you that. That's why my program's listed as entertainment. I'm not always right. However...
But you're more often right than wrong.
Well,
so.
I have my moments. Okay, what I'm telling you is that you need to look at it as though it's an open-ended vibration, and you need to actually get to the point where you train yourself: is this my practical way I was raised, rearing its ugly head, or is this an accurate intuitive moment? Because sometimes our intuition goes along with we're afraid. So we tap into what we think we want to have happen. So we tap into wishful thinking instead of tapping into what our intuition is telling us. Do you see what I mean? So
yes.
What I'm seeing here for you is this is more of a practice thing. This is more of a keeping a journal of things, but detaching from the outcome of the vibration that you have.
Okay.
So, because you have these cards that talk about, there is, first of all, you're a guy that needs to keep your mind busy all the time. So there needs to be a practical side to you as well as an intuitive side to you. So you're not a guy that does idle very well. When you have too much idle time, you know, they say that idle hands are the devil's playground.
The devil's playground.
And I have an awful lot of time on my hands, so I'm scared now.
So you're the guy that I would say, find yourself a job that actually is sort of busy work, specifically so you can calm your mind down. So, and it could be that you find some sort of busy work, like, you know, I do painting, I do bead work, I cook, I make some incredible white chocolate, pecan cranberry cookies that will rock your world. So I do things to keep busy specifically so I don't dwell too much in unproductiveness. But what I'm seeing for your cards is over the next 4 months, you go through a series of what's working for you and what's not working for you moments.
And that
you, when you go into, oh my God, this is going to happen, oh my God, this is going to happen, and then it doesn't, it's because you've over-worried something in your mind to the point to the point of frustration. So instead of that, if you get a thought, you know, for example, let's say you have a thought, who's going to be the next president? Write it down in a journal and date it. I think the next president's going to be, and you write it down and you date it. And who cares? Here's the thing. You're dealing with a bunch of other people's free will. When I do a reading for someone, it's a nanosecond of that moment. So I'm looking at a picture of this moment with you. And I see that you really want to be somebody that can be incredibly effective down the road, not only for yourself, but maybe even for other people. But what it's also saying is that you're dwelling so much in it that you don't have one foot grounded in the real world. And I think that this is my opinion. I think the best intuitives have one foot grounded in the real world, and the other foot grounded into the intuitive world.
I see. Okay.
Or you can say your feet are grounded here on the ground, but the aura, the energy above your head, is open to impression. All right, my friend. Thanks for finding the program.
Thank you.
See you later. Bye. Okay, I've got somebody here from the... Hold on. Let me get you on there. 512 area code. Hello, 512. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. It's Julia. How are you?
Hi, Julia. What's your question?
Mona, I was wondering if you could help me out career-wise. So I'm just wondering what I can do to advance my practice, helping others, and also to, you know, fulfill my purpose.
Oh, wait, which one do you want me to answer?
Oh, I'm sorry. I kind of combined them all into one. To advance.
Getting your money's worth, are you?
Well, advance my practice. I guess I'm saying that advancing it, fulfilling my soul purpose just for that part of it.
All right. What it's saying is that you constantly attract chaos to you.
Oh.
And instead of fighting it, I just want you to start saying that chaos opens lots of doors for you. And I think that should be the vibration that you take on, because there's a shift coming for you around October, where one of the shifts is that you may be able to help people, but I don't want you to automatically help people. In other words, don't take on burdens that aren't yours. Don't automatically help people just because you can.
Mm-hmm.
Wait till you're asked.
Okay.
All right? Because what it's saying here is that if you can specialize in helping people release burdens, get rid of what's not working for them, what happens is that after you sort of master a specialty in your practice, and I keep getting the shift of letting go of burdens that aren't yours. Then I see a man being attracted to you that is phenomenal, but it all happens with your sort of career first.
Okay.
So I hope that helps.
Yeah.
But it's
yeah.
But the big target I get for you is it's almost as though using the opportunity of chaos for much needed change with people.
Okay.
And that during the chaos you find a reason to let go of burdens at the same time. It would be a really beautiful thing if you could swing it.
Okay.
I actually think you can. And it all boils down to, when you're dealing in your practice, how can I get rid of this client's burden?
Okay.
How can I help the client see to get rid of this burden?
Okay.
All right, my friend. Thanks for calling.
I can do that. Thank you
all right,
so much.
All right, see you later.
Well,
okay, bye. I got somebody. Oh, wait, hold on. I got to get a drink of water here. I'll be right back.
The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
How do you contact Mona? Her website is thepsychicview.com, and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Mona is available for special events, VIP receptions, Las Vegas trade shows, and personal readings in Las Vegas by appointment. Mona holds the Privileged Psychic Arts License through the City of Las Vegas and is the published author of Chanting Life, Wisdom in a Dice Toss. Call 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Remember, Mona changes lives one at a time.
Okay, I'm back, and I'm going to go to fabulous Las Vegas. Hello, Las Vegas. Who's this?
Hello, my name is Cynthia.
Hi, Cynthia. What's your question for me?
My question is, I'm having trouble deciding what career path I want to take. I can't decide between elementary education or social work, so I was wondering if maybe you could help me with that.
Wow. Well, you would do phenomenal at either one, but one of the things that I would love, and this may not even be one of the goals that you had in mind when you called, but one of the things that I see as a raging gift of yours is the ability to focus people, and especially kids, into doing, it's like you help them calm down and focus on one thing at a time. So what I'm seeing here is that I don't see you dealing kind of in special education, but I see you dealing with with kids that are scary smart.
Okay.
I mean, really, really off the charts smart. That it's almost as though you get a degree in education specifically so you can work at a private school and deal with gifted kids. That the more fast-paced the environment, the more it's designed to keep up with how quickly these kids learn.
Uh-huh.
It's almost as though, and I almost got this sense that maybe you actually help start a school, but it's where you go to the highest end schools in your city, like here
mm-hmm.
in Vegas, and
yes.
you find out the ones that are dealing with very, very, very bright kids.
Okay.
That
yeah.
these kids probably have an IQ of 140 plus.
Wow.
And that when you're dealing with them, and this can even be, you could have a first grader that's able to do calculus.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the thing is that I think that you have the right temperament to deal not only with kids that are that smart. So I'm leaning more toward education than I am social services, because I don't want you to get stuck behind a desk with a bunch of paperwork.
Yeah.
Unless you're grading papers. But you see what I'm trying to say is that
yeah.
I see you being more interactive. And I'm going to fast forward a number of years down the road. I see a book that you write. I see you in front of large groups of other educators talking about the system you create to help kids. And this is funny, because it's almost as if you deal with kids that may have been diagnosed hyperactive. They don't call it hyperactive anymore, but you know what I'm saying. And you come up with a method to calm them down and get them to focus. And it may be your classroom may be very small, 10, 12 kids. But they all have that, they all have that ego because they know they're that bright.
Yeah. All right.
But I see you dealing with that. And not only do I see you dealing with that, I see you helping these kids with social skills.
Yes. Okay. Cause, yeah, because, I like both fields, so that's why I was like, oh, it's so hard to choose.
Okay, but see, the thing is that you could always switch to social services without a degree in social services. But you can't do education without a degree in education.
Yes, that's true.
So the thing is that you may even oh, wow, I just got this other flash for you. You may even create some sort of videos that help parents deal with very, very high energy kids.
Okay, yeah. Sounds good.
Yeah, I think that's where you'd shine.
Okay.
All right, my friend. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
See you later. Okay, bye. I've got somebody else from Las Vegas. Let's see, get them on the air. Hold on. Hello, Las Vegas. Who's this?
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
This is Sabini.
I'm sorry, I didn't get your name at all. What's that?
Hello.
What's your first name?
Winnie.
Oh,
can
Winnie.
You hear me?
Yeah, now I can. What's your question for me?
I want to ask King about the love life.
Okay, I hear a lot of noise around you. I hear somebody walking in heels. Is that you?
Wait me a second. Sorry.
All right. So you want to ask about love life.
All right,
let's see what the cards want to tell you.
Hello? Yeah,
you're much quieter now. That's way better. Okay.
Okay,
sorry. No, that's all right. I see you very attracted to men that are not very emotionally available. Okay? So here's the thing. There's this man that's coming up in your cards. He's somebody that he's very bright. You may not be old enough to remember this, but do you remember, well, no, maybe. Do you remember the series Star Trek? The
no.
old one. The one with William Shatner and Leonard Nimoy. Do you remember that one?
No.
Okay. Do you remember the new Star Trek? Have you seen the new Star Trek?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so the guy that plays Spock, now they've sort of changed his personality since the original Spock, but the Spock is a character that lives in his mind intellectually. Okay, so it's intellectual problems, it's math, it's physics, it's logic that really get him going. All right, that's what he's really into. And it's not that he's not interested in women. It's just that he's more interested in what gets his mind going, all right? So he may appear to be somebody that's very aloof or detached, and he's not a bad man. And if you can accept him as a man that is going to always be into some sort of business project or some sort of intellectual pursuit and not take it personally that that's kind of how he's wired, then that's a great guy. That's either, this guy's coming to you very quickly within, this is saying within the next 8 to 12 weeks. But you have to realize that this may, say,
8 to 12 weeks?
Yeah, this says August, August, September, that there's this new man coming into your life. And the thing is he somebody that you find incredibly attractive, but this is a man that he's going to be more interested in what you have to say. He's going to be more interested in how smart you are than how pretty you are or if that you just got your nails done.
Okay.
All right.
So,
all right. So he's a very yes. Go ahead.
Yeah, because I have a 4-year relationship with my ex. So right now, and then some guy is around, but I don't know which one I should choose. So
well,
it's really
it's interesting because what's the birthday of the ex?
Birthday 1982.
What month?
November 20.
Okay, and then what's the birthday of the new guy?
1988.
And when? What month?
June 26. June.
Okay, because I'm leaning toward the new guy, not necessarily the ex.
Okay.
And but the funny thing is that I see I pick up that you have a little bit more power over the ex, and in other words, you can kind of tell him what to do and he'll do it. Whereas this new man, he's got a very strong sense of himself, and he's, in other words, he's got a very definite way of doing things. But what's interesting is that there's no question in my mind that the new guy, the guy born in June, is going to be incredibly loyal to you.
Yeah, that's right.
Whereas the ex, not sure how loyal he was to you.
He's not.
Right, and that would drive me nuts if I were you.
Yeah, right.
All right,
but
so I'm voting.
Right.
I know, but I'm voting for the new guy, not the old guy. So just the thing is you can date them both. You don't have to make a commitment to marriage to either one of them, but I want you to see what the one in June, the guy want the one that's born in June, steps up and does for you, and I would take the ex not so seriously.
No, I don't.
Okay, good girl.
Well, no, I don't.
All right, Winnie. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Okay, bye. All right. Hold on, let me get to the... I'm trying to go to the calls that have been on hold the longest, which is why I'm sort of jumping around. So I got somebody here from the 630 area code. Hello, 630. Who's this?
Hi, my name's Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. What's your question?
Hi. Okay, so I wondered, what do you see career-wise at the place I'm at? I've been there now 4 months.
Let's see. Okay, so you're doing a pretty good job there. But according to what I'm seeing here, you don't want to stay there. I mean, it's okay. You like it, but it's not your dream job. That's what I'm getting. So here's the thing. I either think that there's a promotion coming where you are right now. There's a big change coming, and it's saying October's the big change. The way to make that happen is by you being incredibly spontaneous on how you can jump in and help, even if it's not your job.
Okay.
Because what I'm seeing... Go ahead.
No, go on.
What I'm seeing here is that you're either going to get promoted where you are now by October or shift into something you like better where you are now by October, or you will change jobs again.
So I guess I wondered, so if I'm doing my job really good, like you're supposed to have a 3-month review, am I still going to have that, or are they just going to wait till the fall? Because normally you're supposed to have like after 3 months.
Well, okay, were you in an attempt to hire position? Did you get hired as a temporary staffer?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, but always after 3 months, you know, like it's a probationary period in any job, and then a 3 month review.
Some places sort of, if you're doing the job, they sort of forego the 3 month review. They just, you know, they just keep you on, and you make an assumption that you're doing a good job. That's what I would do if I were you. It's just if you don't get a review because you've been there longer than the 3 months. What I would do is I would go to my supervisor and say it this way. So today's my 4 month anniversary, just something like that. Today's my 4 month anniversary, and I'm wondering, is there actually a formal 3 month review at the end of my probation
period? Oh, I've already done that. No, I already did
that.
What
they say?
She said, oh, yeah. She said, oh, yeah, I can put that together. It was like, I don't think it was planned. And then I asked again and said I'd really still like that. I can't ask again. I asked twice, and she said, yes.
Yeah, then don't
never
ask
did
again.
It.
Here's the thing.
Yeah, I'm not.
Lisa, you're doing a good job. They like you. What I'm getting, though, is that you yourself are a little bored. So instead of being that person, being the bored person, I want you to be spontaneously available if anybody else needs help.
Okay.
Just jump in and help. Just say, hey, you know, I can help. Like if somebody does, I don't know if your company does a potluck once a month, make your favorite oatmeal cookies, whatever it is. Contribute, be a part of it. Because what it's saying here is that there is all you need to do right now is stay politically aligned with where you are. But there is something, there's a new opportunity coming to you either at this job or another company around October. And it happens by a series of coincidences. So when I say if someone seems to need help, just jump in and help them if your work's done, don't be surprised if that may lead to you going to another department or another avenue because you show such enthusiasm for that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Just keep
on doing a good job and do.
Yeah, just keep doing what you're doing. And my mom used to say, don't borrow trouble. So you've already asked your supervisor twice about a review. Obviously, your supervisor is not the queen of follow-up. So don't take that personally. Just do your job. As a matter of fact, have you ever heard of a book? I suggest this from time to time. Have you ever heard of a book called The Four Agreements?
No.
It's by
Ruiz.
Okay, you can get it online for a couple bucks because it's been out for years. You can go to a used bookstore and probably get it for a couple dollars. You can go to the library. They probably have a ton of copies. But it's called The Four Agreements. And I'll tell you what the four agreements are, but there's a bigger explanation in the book. The first one is always do your best, which you do. I have no problem with you doing your best. The second one is always keep your word. I don't have any problem with that with you either, because if you promise somebody something, you're going to do it, right? The two I have an issue with that you might want to explore is make no assumptions. Now, you already did. You already stepped forward and said, hey, aren't I supposed to get a review? And it's not you that's failing here. It's your boss that's not getting the paperwork together, all right? And the last one is take nothing personally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, because part of the reason you're good at what you do is that you take not only a lot of personal pride in what you do, but you do take the vibe around you personally as though you're
doing
something.
Which isn't good. That's not good, you know.
Well, it's you think you're doing something to cause it. And if you can just realize that it's other people's crap, like yesterday, I think yesterday was National Yoga Day. Okay, I'm going to have a point to this in a second. So I was flying back from the Chicago area yesterday, and I was in the back of the plane, and it looked like the flight attendant guy was doing these stretching exercises, and what he was really doing was stomping down the trash with his foot. And I said, well, you know, it is in celebration of National Yoga Day, thinking I was being funny, right? And he looked at me like I had two heads, like, what the hell are you talking about? So he was obviously having a very bad day.
Mm-hmm.
And he was barely keeping it together. And so I try to, you know, one or two other times to get him to interact. Just wasn't having any of it. And so it's what, okay, that's his stuff, not mine. And you need to take on a little bit more of that yourself. It's not you.
Yeah.
It's not you. You've done nothing wrong. I just want you to take on the vibe that everything is perfect exactly the way it is.
Okay, and maybe something could come up at a little higher level there, you think, later this year, maybe?
I actually think that there's something that could be mentioned to you in October, but the way for that to happen is for you to really show your team spirit by jumping in when other
mm-hmm.
people need help. And because, you know, people like to work with people they like. So if you
mm-hmm.
just calm down and realize that everything's exactly the way it's supposed to be.
No, I'm not nervous. I really am not.
Okay. I know, but I'm just saying, if you do that, it'll be better for you. I got to go, girl. Thanks for calling.
Okay.
See you later. Bye.
Okay.
All right. Got somebody here from the 770 area code. Hello, 770. Who's this?
I'm Mona. My name is Maddie.
Hi, Maddie. What's your question?
My question is about, I have two questions, but I'm just going to ask one, and that is about love, romance.
Okay.
A companionship.
Well, you're going to have to get out of your comfort zone for that to happen.
Yes.
So the UPS guy is not going to deliver romance to you unless it is the UPS guy.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay, what I'm seeing here is that I want you to find something as an activity, and I'm talking actual exercise, I know. Find something that's an actual activity that puts you in the path of men.
I'm at the gym 3 or 4 times a week.
Great, and what I want you to do is I want you to start doing, as soon as when you feel comfortable enough, and if you already do, that's great, start taking classes that guys are in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It also means that the best time to probably run into men is going to be at the crack of dawn.
Wow. Okay.
I'm serious. 5 a.m. That's the best time to meet guys at a gym.
5 a.m. Not 5 p.m. or 6 p.m., 5 a.m.
No, because it's, The thing is that you're going to see a lot of people go to the gym and they're in their zone. They don't even pay attention to anybody else, all right?
Yes, true.
But the thing is that you want to walk into the gym at 5 a.m., right? And you want to see what guys notice you when you walk in, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to walk in, and if a guy kind of notices you, like catches your eye, just smile at him.
Yeah.
You don't have to marry him. You don't have to have coffee with him. You don't have to do anything. Just smile at him. And then,
mm-hmm.
in other words, make it very easy for him to approach you down the road. And if you start showing up at 5 a.m. and he starts, and these guys, the ones that are really serious about getting their workout in and going to work,
mm-hmm.
that's the ones you want.
Yeah, going to work. They're headed for work. I hadn't thought
exactly.
about that.
Exactly.
Not the ones that they're like 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah, they might have gotten up an hour ago.
The what?
They might
I'm
have
sorry,
just
what
woken
did you
up
say?
An hour. No, I'm sorry. I was sipping coffee for a second there. They might have just woken up at 3:30 that afternoon and stumbled over to the gym before they go out
about
partying.
That, But I do have someone that's kind of interested, and I think I really haven't opened up. So I am attracted to him, and I've been thinking about telling him that I really admire him.
No.
No.
Just smile at him.
I've known him for some years. In fact, he's my chiropractor.
Right.
He always very uplifting, and he said to me one day here recently, he said, I don't think you want a man. I think you would love to have a man, but you have your peace and all of that. And so
But he's always, he said, call me, call me.
Okay, so here's the thing. What I would explore with him before you say you're interested in that you admire him, because that's those are words for down the road, because sometimes those words scare guys. So what you say instead is, I really want to go to the movies. You want to go with me?
Okay. I was thinking about asking him to come go to dinner with me.
Movies are easier. Movies are easier, and then you can do a little bite to eat afterward.
Okay.
As long as you don't load up on the popcorn.
No, 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 no. And the treat is going to be on me. I want to treat him.
Well, I don't think you have to, but just say, you know, just, okay, here's a great, I can't wait to see the new Terminator movie.
Mm-hmm.
That comes out in like a week and a half. I can't wait to see that. I already told my husband, we're going to go see it. And he's like, oh, yeah, I'm on board. So wouldn't it be cool if you said, hey, I know this sounds like really weird, but I really want to see the new Terminator movie.
Okay.
And see if he wants to go with you.
He also said to me that he knows this group that does dancing, that we could get together and go dancing.
I love that idea. Go dancing.
He mentioned that to me one day. He said,
because I keep getting that it's something through some physical activity, Maddie, that's how it happens. So I'd say take him up on the dance thing.
Yes, I'm going to question him. What about the dance group? I know he stays very busy, you know, because running a practice, that's kind of, you know.
Right. I'm
afraid
I got to
go.
You let me know what happens, okay?
Well, he does have, you know, he does have 3-day weekend.
Yeah, baby. We love that.
Yeah, okay. I would
so
definitely,
I gotta go.
We definitely have affection for one another. Cause
all right.
He's
well,
always
then you take him up on one of the invitations. And if he's, you say, I've been giving your dance group some thought. Let me know when you guys are getting together next. And
okay.
Then you show up. Don't flake on that.
And no, I'm not going to flake on
late,
it, no.
And you don't show up late, you show up on time.
Yeah. Mhm.
Okay. I got to go, sweetheart. I'll talk to you
okay,
soon.
Okay, that other movie. Okay, thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
All right. I've got somebody here from the 203 area code. Well, let me get you on there. Hello, 203. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Pat. I talked to you a while ago. Hi.
Welcome back.
Thank you. I was moving into a new apartment, and I was concerned about my dog riding elevators and dealing with people. We're all doing well. And thank you for your particular advice about gratitude and so on. I'm surprised. I've been taken by surprise at the situation about the woman I'm caring for. A lot of questions for you, but today I'll ask, how long do you see me staying here employed by this elderly woman?
You know, the funny thing about your situation is that, and I think I mentioned this to you before, the funny thing about your situation is that there it seems as though the family's asking you to do more than what you're supposed to be doing. And and what I'm seeing here is that I see that you decide that you would like to leave. Now, it doesn't mean that you leave right away, but what I'm getting here is that your cards say that you are going to use the energies around you to your benefit. That you're going to decide, okay, if I can just not take any of this personally, if I can just do the job that I'm and I don't know if you heard me mention to someone earlier about the book The Four Agreements.
Yes. It's a great book.
Okay. Then you reread that book.
Yes.
And apply those principles over the next 7 weeks or so, because what I'm getting here for you is that your power month is actually July, where you decide your timing on how long you want to stay here. Because what I'm getting is you want more of a life than what you have now. and that your situation now holds you back from having a life that has companionship and adventures with another person besides the person you're.
I was tempted to ask you about a love life. I've been by myself for 31 years. And I actually, that's the way I see myself improving my life.
Well, I do see that here's the thing. It's with you, it's not about being with somebody so that somebody takes care of you. Because you can always find a job that brings in money. You're looking at somebody that you can be with, that you can have that morning cup of coffee with in the morning, and you might have that martini at the end of the day with. Do you see what
okay.
I mean? That there's somebody that you're actually seeking as companionship for yourself.
Absolutely.
Okay,
yeah.
But you know that your current work situation does not necessarily accommodate you finding somebody special.
Okay.
In other words, the folks you're working for right now really have a great deal with you.
Okay.
Because you do way more than what folks would normally do in your situation. And you've done a pretty good job of not. I mean, they try to take advantage of you because you do more than what's actually assigned to you. But what I'm also getting here is that you're not sure that you want to stay in this situation that long.
Well, I'm not sure I see them taking advantage of me. They're actually giving me a free apartment.
Right.
But there's a
trade-off for that. There's expectations they have for that. I'm not saying
they're
bad people. But what I'm seeing is that you really evaluate where you are right now and you give yourself timing on how long you're going to be there. And
okay.
I just noticed the time. I have to let you go. But I'm sure we'll talk again soon.
Yes, thank you so much.
All right, Pat. See you later.
You.
Okay, bye.
You need help. You need answers. And I'm considering my next movie role. I consult Mystic Mona's app, Dice Wisdom. That gives me great advice for all my important meetings. I wish I had Dice Wisdom when I was tempted by my housekeeper. Ah, but the past is the past. I'm back in the movie biz now, and all is good. Go to dicewisdom.com. Go on, you know you want to. Do it now!
Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View with Las Vegas psychic Mona Van Joseph. Psychic View is brought to you each Monday morning at 9 a.m. for your entertainment and consideration. Follow Psychic View on Twitter and Blog Talk Radio to be notified of Mona's special programs. Want an extended reading on Psychic View? Like Mystic Mona's page on Facebook. Mona will consider requests from that page. Mona is available for phone and in-person readings by appointment. Call 702-571-0461 to book an appointment or go to mysticmona.com. Indicate that you are a fan of Mona's radio program for a special discount. For more information on sessions, please visit mysticmona.com. Thank you for enjoying Mystic Mondays with Mona. And remember, Psychic View. Because the present moment is the gift.